I recently came across a piece of scripture that I believe the Lord was showing me, and it's been a great inspiration to me. I want to share with you. It's from Joshua chapter 3, verse 5. It states, "Consecrate yourselves, for tomorrow the Lord will do amazing things among you." And I think the words that jumped out at me when I came across this scripture were the words to consecrate yourself. You know, as a priest, I think of that word consecrate when we invoke the Holy Spirit to consecrate elements for Holy Communion and bread and wine, or consecrate the water in baptism. But just the thought to consecrate oneself just had that God moment profound effect upon me. And as I have carried that scripture for these past several days, and as my head hits the pillow at night before I drift off to sleep, I say these words as a lasting prayer. Consecrate yourself, for tomorrow the Lord will do amazing things among you. And perhaps that can be your prayer also. You know, to consecrate means, of course, to set apart, to be made holy, to do a special purpose for God, to be called into a special order for God, to be led by His Holy Spirit, to be saved, sanctified through God's redeeming grace in the power of Jesus' cross and resurrection, to be completely dedicated to God. Now, I believe all of us want to do amazing things for God. But to do things for God is to realize for all of what God has done for us and continues to do for us through our salvation in Christ. As the Apostle Paul confirmed in the last line of our second epistle reading, he stated in verse 18, "For the message about the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing, but to us who are being saved, consecrated, it is the power of God." And Paul began this important letter, the reading that we had, as he spoke to those first Christians of the church of Corinth, and he began by his appeal to them in the name of Jesus, and he stated, as we read in verse 16, "that all of you be in agreement, that there be no divisions among you, but that you be united in the same mind and the same purpose." The purpose of being consecrated before God. Now, there are not any two of us in this room who are alike. We don't look alike. We don't sound alike. We don't think alike. We are uniquely, individually, God created to be different. Praise God. Yet, what does unite us together of the same mind and purpose as one is that, amazingly, through our faith to Jesus, we are being saved day by day, as we are being consecrated in the God's power, the power of His love and forgiveness. So simply put, our work together here at St. Cuthbert, the mission and ministry of our church begins by allowing ourselves to be consecrated, by yielding our will over to God's will. It begins there. And when we do our task, God can do His task through us. And when God does His will, amazing things happen. It happens in our church, in our homes, in our workplace, within our very lives. God does amazing things. Praise God. So our consecration always leads to amazing. As our consecration is our complete surrender to Jesus. Our surrender by how we choose in our faith to relinquish all of who we are, everything of who we are, over to Him. Our time, our talents, our proportionate treasure. Because nothing belongs to us, right? Not even our very lives. When Jesus gave all of Himself upon the cross for our very souls, God now expects everything from us. For the message about the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing, but to us who are being saved, it is the power of God. Amen. Now, we are going to transition immediately after this service into our annual meeting. You won't even have to leave your seats. The chili and the donuts will be waiting for you after this service and meeting. But let me say before we begin all of this, our church is far from perishing. And we have a few challenges that we work through, but you know, God bless our challenges. That's how we grow in our faith. But we are God's people who are consecrated by the power of God to do amazing things to the Holy Spirit. But as Proverbs chapter 29 verse 18, and this verse you have to read in the King James Version. It's one of those that has to be in the King James Version. We have to have direction for our lives. And as Proverbs 29 states, where there is no vision, the people perish. Where there is no vision, the people perish. Excuse me. This is when my allergy medicine always kicks in here. Now, I'm excited to share with you our 2020 parish vision for the life of our church, the ministry of our church. But before I share with you the goals that we are going to accomplish this year, I want to first reiterate the importance of how we can deepen our lives more in the power of the Holy Spirit, of being consecrated in our relationships to each other and to the Lord through Bible study, prayer, and fellowship. It first begins with us opening our hearts to Jesus and allowing His Holy Spirit to consecrate our lives together. So, with that in mind, let's look at our number one goal, which will be this year. We need to increase our membership in our ASA, our average Sunday attendance. Now, currently, we're averaging 254 individuals a Sunday. That's a little bit lower than we've been in years past. The goal is we want to increase to 300 on an average Sunday. 300 individuals. And we need to do this by getting the word out of this wonderful church to our surrounding community. People are moving here every day looking for a church home. And one of the most powerful ways that we can reach others is through a personal invitation to come to St. Cuthbert. And there are many ways that we can do this in our day and time, especially electronically through social media. We need to take advantage of this in creative communication. Please put up that next slide. Facebook. How many of you all are on Facebook? Now, I'm on Facebook and I have 7 friends, but I'm on Facebook. My wife, Catherine's on Facebook, and she has half the world as her friends. So we work together on Facebook. as one important way of reaching out to the community at large. Not just about who we are or posting pictures of cats hanging upside down, but about what's going on in our lives and what Christ is doing in our lives. Now, our church has a Facebook page. You can go to our website, you scroll to the bottom, and you hit that little Facebook icon, and it goes to our church's Facebook page. You have to hit like on our Facebook page. And by hitting that button like, where it's circled on the left here, yes, where you hit like, there, yes, you receive, you... I'm sorry, my wife is trying to give me telepathic message right now, so if we just stare at each other, I'll figure out what she's saying. No, I did let the dog out before services. So if you hit like on our church's Facebook page, this is why I have 7 friends on Facebook. Oh, go back one more slide, please, Ray. That's what she's telling me. There we are. Okay. If you hit like on our church's Facebook page, sorry, I don't have eyes in the back of my head. If you hit like on our Facebook page, you will get notifications of events and activities that are going on in the life of our church. Right? You have to go to our church's Facebook page to hit like. Now, please hit the next slide that was on there. Now, we recently had a great event. We had a little Layla's baptism a few weeks ago, and there were some pictures that were posted about this event. Now, if you notice, this post reached 272 people. The post reached 272 people, but only 22 of us, I don't know if you can see that underneath that top left-hand circle, 22 of us liked it. Now, I know we all liked what happened and what God did at Layla's baptism. But imagine if we all went to this post and hit liked. How many more people we could reach about St. Cuthbert? And better yet, on the right here, hit share. And that reaches out and sends notifications to all our other friends. Those who are looking at these pictures and thinking, wow, that church really has it going on. I've been looking for a church home. I'm going to ask, tell me more about St. Cuthbert. That is the opportunity to give that personal invitation, even electronically. Yes, come this Sunday. I'll meet you out in the parish hall right next to the chili and donuts. It's a great time. Hit that next slide, please. This is an event that we're having at our church. Now, Jan Scarpati does a great job by posting all of the events and activities of our church. We need to take advantage of them. Now, this post of the event reached 81 people, and only 7 of us liked it. Now, I know there are more of us who like chili. Otherwise, we wouldn't be here today, right? But imagine if we shared this event that reaches more people in our immediate community. Wow, you guys are having a lot of fun over at that church. Not only are you worshiping the Lord, but you're enjoying chili. I love chili. Can I be a part of your church? Yes, please come and be a part of our church. Extending that personal invitation. You know, a few years ago, we had a distant member who had a loved one who passed away. And on a short notice, they came to us and asked, would we host a celebration of life service here at St. Cuthbert? And this is what we do. And I said, sure, yeah. We had a couple of days later, we just threw it together. We could put it together. And they said, it doesn't have to be much. It's just going to be immediate family. Yeah, sure, we'd be more than happy to help you. And what that family did was they posted on Facebook the time of the celebration service and the location of the celebration service at St. Cuthbert, and we had over 300 people here for that service. A little more than who we have here today. There were people standing in the back like we have people standing in the back right now. That's great. You can sit down. That's okay. But we had people standing in the back. And most of the people who came were not members of St. Cuthbert. We did communion at that service. It was like fishes and loaves. Everybody came forward. It was a great celebration of life. And this is the power of what we need to do with God's power to reach out people, to reach out to people in our immediate community. And we need to take advantage of this. In the same way, in our gospel reading, when Jesus called his first four disciples to join him, and he called them into a new life of transformation, and he called them just where they were in their life of faith. They didn't exactly know all of who and what Jesus was, but they were willing in their faith to become consecrated to allow his spirit, his presence to empower them. As he said, I will make you fishers of people. Now, using this related analogy, they didn't know so much of the ministry Jesus was calling them into, but they knew about fishing. And what they knew about fishing was that it requires taking action. You know, to fish, they knew you don't just sit in your boat and push out into the water and sort of sit there and maybe drink a beverage of your choice and wait for the fish to just jump into the boat. Unless you're fishing with a hand grenade or something. But they knew to go fishing, it required taking action, to go where the fish are, to attract the fish, to think rationally, where can the fish be with all the currents of the water and the sun and the climate and everything else. As they fished on the Lake of Galilee, they fished by casting these large nets into the water. And then pulling these nets, of course, across the current back to the boat. And as they cast their net each time, they knew the probability was they would probably catch a fish. But every cast, they didn't always catch a fish. But they never stopped casting. That was what they did. And these guys knew that the vision that Jesus was calling them into was going to require their all. In the same way that we can cast our nets electronically to draw more people to our church. We have a wonderful spirit here at this church that we need to share with the world around us. And often these disciples, they failed Jesus, especially Peter. And they made many mistakes. But by their faith, they never gave up. They never gave up. As Jesus never gave up on them. And they learned through their mistakes. And they learned how much God truly loved them. Is this the only way they could have experienced all of this? By being in a chosen, consecrated relationship with Jesus. All of this generated through the Holy Spirit. And the same opportunity for mission and ministry is offered to each of us today. And if we think the church is only regulated to a few select individuals to do certain tasks or the work of the church, or the work of the church is only regulated to a few hours on Sunday morning, we better think again. Because as united brothers and sisters in Christ, we are saved to be consecrated as Jesus' body to this world. And we can only realize this and understand this by the way we can carry out our faith by allowing God to work through us, by taking action in our faith. The vision and the ministry of St. Cuthbert belongs to each of us through Christ. Now, something I need to tell you, during the coming months, of May, June, and July of this year, I am going to be taking a sabbatical, these 3 months during the summer. And I'm going to take a sabbatical for a much needed time for refreshment and renewal. As this time away from you, I am asking for all of you to step forward in faith and take action to continue to make this church such a special place that it truly is. And there will be other clergy who will be coming in my absence to conduct services here at St. Cuthbert. And this is your call to step forward in your consecration to make this church more lively. You know, some of you may remember when Father Desmond retired a few years ago. And you may have initially thought, oh my gosh, what are we going to do? How are we going to continue to be such a wonderful church? And you know, God blessed you by a great interim priest by the name of Mother Marge. You remember? And she was completely different than what you were accustomed to. But by faith, you all stepped in and continued to make St. Cuthbert such a wonderful, wonderful church. This church has great leadership. And when I am gone for 3 months, there will be different priests who will come here, just as there are so many difference of you here at St. Cuthbert. And I want us to embrace the differences in each other to allow God to move. But you have to be here to take action in your faith. And this will be a great time for Holy Spirit consecration among our church. And I am not retiring. I am taking a sabbatical for 3 months. Now, by contract, I'm giving 4 Sundays off a year. And I've been here 6 years, so that's 24 Sundays. Out of 24 Sundays, I've only taken 7 Sundays off. And you know why? Because I love you guys. I can't think of a better place to be than at St. Cuthbert. But I don't know, I guess the bishop feels that I need more time off. So the bishop has suggested that I take a sabbatical away from you. So I will use this time, Catherine and I will use this time to pray with you all and pray for you. But I want this time to be an uplifting time for all of us. And when I come back in August, we're ready to roll. You know, repentance, and we use that word, is not necessarily a negative word that we have to repent of our sins to the Lord. That's very important. But that word repentance also means to turn around and reorient our lives. And this is a time for all of us to seek God's repentance. As Jesus said, repent, for the kingdom of heaven has come near. To redirect our lives in more important ways to the Lord. And repentance is a very good thing. So to repent and get back to our 2020 vision, our goal to increase our membership, deepening our lives in the Holy Spirit. Secondly, slide 10, please. We need to increase our volunteer support for participation in our Christian formation, our Sunday school time for all ages on Sunday morning. Now, we have many groups who are meeting at different days of the week outside and within our church on Mondays and Thursdays and Saturday mornings. Those are great opportunities to have Bible study, fellowship, and prayer. I want to encourage those activities. But we have got to increase our Sunday morning, Sunday school, Christian formation time. We've got to come together beyond just worship and to share our lives in Christ through prayer, Bible study, and fellowship. Currently, our Sunday school time starts immediately after the 8 o'clock service and goes to 10 o'clock. And then we have this sort of 30-minute lag time before the 10:30 service. What I am going to propose that will start next Sunday is to move that Sunday school time to begin at 9:30. Those of you who come to 8 o'clock, you'll have 30 minutes of fellowship time or prayer. And then Sunday school starts at 9:30 and will last till 10:15, which will lead us right into the 10:30 service. This will offer more time for more participation in our Christian formation hour here at St. Cuthbert on Sunday mornings. And with that said, a few changes have to be made. And our adult Sunday school class will meet to my left in the parish hall by the glass windows and the glass door. In that section, there'll be chairs set up for adult Sunday school. And that also means the coffee, the eighth sacrament, will be moved to that kitchen retractable door in the hallway that leads into the kitchen. All the coffee will be set up on that bar adjacent from the kitchen. And so when we come in through the door and we meander through the hallways, we will walk right into where the coffee will be served. And then as adults, you can be invited to come on in to the parish hall and sit down for Christian formation. And I encourage all of you to do this. Those of you who want to have fellowship or you need to share with someone, you can go over to this end of the hallway and continue to do that. But we want to increase our children's participation in Sunday school as well. So you can come and drop your kids off in that hallway if you have children and then come into the adult room. And we need to increase our volunteer support for our children. We need to mentor them in Christ. They are our most prized possession. And we're currently revising the curriculum for children's morning. We're soon going to have a meeting to show and to tell how we can break out different parts for our children's curriculum and how more of you can get involved. This is a great opportunity to learn the Bible is to teach it to a young child. For such as them belongs the kingdom of heaven. So, thirdly, during the season of Lent, which will be March, we're going to launch small group ministry again. Not quite the same that was done several years ago, but small group ministry for Bible study, prayer, and fellowship. It's back on slide 10, sorry. And that's going to start in Lent. We're going to focus on a book by Mark Batterson, Draw the Circle, 40-Day Prayer Challenge. There's 40 days to Lent. We're going to go through this book. There'll be formation and curriculum that will be inspired on Sunday morning. And then I'm asking for small groups to take place on Wednesday nights, either here at the church or in individual homes or in a restaurant or in a coffee bar or wherever the Lord leads you. And there'll be more about this coming soon and small group leaders, but I just wanted to inform you the importance of drawing us together to share our lives together in Christ, the importance of doing that. And we want to extend this beyond Lent into spring, especially when I'm gone on sabbatical, to continue drawing us and others together to our church. So again, we will accomplish this important goal as it will take all of us working together in Christ. And lastly, our third goal, slide 11, please, is that we are going to launch a fall capital campaign for the support of our church, for the mission and the ministry of our church. And our capital campaign committee is already formed, and they are praying and diligently working on this organizational process, which you'll hear more about in the months to come. As I said, we will launch this in the fall. When I come back in August, we'll be ready to roll. And it's going to make a huge difference for the life of our church. All of this calls us into a faith-filled action. And God has blessed us, and God will continue to bless us as we strive to consecrate ourselves, for tomorrow the Lord will do amazing things among us. among you. And I'm excited about all of the things that will take place this important year. This is a great year that God has placed us to be together here at St. Cuthbert. I'm looking forward with you. And let's give all praise and glory to God, for He is good. Amen.